days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
That was actually amazing.
Yeah. That's how I work.
If only it was visual. It was like watching, it was like watching an orangutan trying to turn on an ornate lamp.
It was a thing of beauty.
Well,
you know yourself, just tap that. No, not there, down there. This isn't a science. And then everybody's laughing at you, you know.
And in fairness,
I don't know how to use the microphone here, it's broken.
In fairness
or something.
To you, it was a dodgy lead.
Dodgy line.
There was something wrong with your wire.
Yeah. And there's Jim just laughing at me.
What? No, yeah. I was appreciating your efforts.
Didn't feel like appreciation.
What can I do? You're just a naturally entertaining individual.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're like one of those people, you don't even, you know the way they talk about people who have funny bones?
Yeah.
What I mean? Like, they don't even have to. I just look at you and I laugh.
That's not a compliment, you know.
What do you mean?
It's not a compliment. I remember that at comedian. Said I had funny bones before, and I got up and died in my arse, and he was like, oh, that was priceless. I was there not for the right reasons, though. Not for the right reasons.
Somebody who's just naturally, they can't help it, even if they're, you see, I'd say that can be a hindrance.
It can be.
I say there's times you want people to take you seriously, they're just, you know what I mean? Like, say, for example, all those things you've had to do in more recent times, now that you made the mistake of becoming a family man. I'm joking.
It's not easy. He's not wrong. He's not a million miles away.
But you know, you had to do houses. You had to do stuff, important stuff with the kids. You had to do all this kind of stuff. Proper parenty, grown up stuff. I'd say people kind of still go on through the, See, we're in a bank. Don't be asking me to do the dirty L.
Don't be a bollocks. Go on. Will you do me a phone message thing, though?
I'll give you a mortgage if you do Jake for me.
Yeah, come on.
Here.
Come on, do the taking down the trousers and whistling with the newspaper thing. You know, yeah. There always has been a bit of that. Mostly it's grand and harmless. That's the truth. Mostly it is.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm filling up the car with diesel, that was the one time I always remember. Filling up the car with diesel, I'm just standing there. It was cold and all. And the woman was just smiling from across from her car. And then she goes, "Jeez, you're really bored in real life." I said, "Well, I'm buying fucking diesel." Very bored in real life. Yeah, I was like, I'm buying fucking diesel. And then she was like, "Yeah, I thought you'd be all walking around doing mad shit and all." I was like, "What?"
Well, every day.
Yeah.
You just went around kind of like.
Yeah, and then I remember getting into a lift. Our lift was open. The guy got in and we were, you know, just quiet in the lift together. And then it opened, we walked away. And he goes, "We definitely thought you were going to do something fucking weird and back the bollocks there." And I was like, "Why?" Just, you know, the way you would be, you know.
So people sort of assume as though that's the way you are in real life, and it just so happened that there was a camera crew with you for that.
Someone says, "It's not my mate does be doing all the time." It's like a documentary, as if Naked Camera was a documentary.
Yeah.
And also, it's 20 years ago. You know what I mean? 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like. I mean, I bump into people all the time who weren't alive, like adults, guards and all, who weren't even alive.
But it's all on social media and stuff now.
TikTok and everything, yeah, there's loads of that, yeah.
But come here, you know, after the famous, I mean, the one that we get sent a lot in here is the, you know, people saying they remember the taxi, Bill O'Hurley taxi scene.
Yeah.
With the great, late great Bill O'Hurley. But did you ever get into a taxi and a lad turned around and went, "Are you going to fuck off?"
Loads of times. I would say even now, 20 years later, loads of times people go, "I'll tell you something."
Don't pull any of that shit with me.
Don't start any of your shite. Loads of times, yeah.
It's a good job you never have cause to go into a. Actually, I'd say when you used to, maybe you used to go into that butcher's place. I went to Brady's, Lots & Co, and Buckley's in the back. I'm surprised anybody who's ever worked in the butchers would serve you now after the whole incident with them, you know, looking for it was a fishmonger's.
A fish shop, yeah.
It was a fishmonger's, not a butcher's, when you were going in looking to help give somebody the horn.
It's not a good for the horn, is it? Have you had to do something for an elf, le? Yeah. And how much he laughed.
Now, the weird thing is, now you could do it and you'd be talking about yourself.
I'd be talking about myself, yeah. Come here. Remember when I was in here about 20 years ago, I was dressed as a woman? Well, you never answered me question. What?
Yeah.
It's not a good for the horn, because
I'm nearly 50 now, so what I mean? I'm genuine, I ask.
I just wonder what I can get. Is he still here, yeah, man? Does he still work here by any chance? Because I can do what happened, a bit of a something, yeah. It's gas, isn't it? And that's the truth, isn't it? But you're right, people do sort of assume. when you've any sort of thing in comedy, you know, they assume you're a gas man altogether. Although I did, that is gone now. Now I'm the other way. Now, because of the whole mental health and mental illness thing, now I turn up for events, nobody laughs at all. Now it's I'm the most depressing person in the room. You know?
Wow.
Because now when I'm doing talks, it's not like, you know, and then there was this time, and then, well, it's hello, Jim McCabe, and all, and everything. There's none of that anymore. Now you walk in, and it's, you know, everybody is very, you know, fair play to you.
Are you okay?
And,
are you okay at the moment? How are things at the
moment? I'm grand. Poor Jim isn't great. I'm annoying him every day, but I'm grand.
I could do with a cup of tea, but other than that, I'm okay. You know?
And then you could get that man a cup of tea, will you, there? Jimmy, will you get a cup of tea for him? You know? So now it's a totally different experience. And it really, like, it's polar, different worlds. Because I'm doing loads of the talks now.
Yeah.
You know, big companies that be asking me, come and talk to the company and all, and talk to staff. We're trying to encourage. And then, for instance, they're doing the right thing, trying to get, you know, people to talk to themselves and, like, to stop people talking to themselves and talk to other people.
Yeah. Mainly a professional, if you can.
Yeah, imagine. That'd be unbelievable advice. Getting up. I always find that if you're. If you're feeling bad, you should stand in the corner and go, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah. Talk to yourself. Must all right, I will. But you have a cup on to yourself.
Give the worst advice ever, yeah. Just stand there and squish yourself in the leg real hard and go, it's still hurt. That won't freak anyone else.
You know the other thing as well that I was kind of like, well, you will have experienced or whatever, and it would happen to anybody who's been anyway sort of high profile public eye stuff, is the fact that, you know that thing when you're in, you know, you're saying people expected you to be funny all the time, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, but you know that thing about when you're in somewhere doing normal life things.
Yeah,
shopping for your groceries or waiting for a doctor's appointment. And people, you can never win. We've said this before, you can never win. Because people assume that if you're like, what are you doing here where normal people are? You should be in some sort of celebrity posh place.
Well, the one I told you when I was on the Darty, your man goes, I thought you'd be driving the Ferrari or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Ferrari.
Or Aramis.
Are you joking?
Fox Rock or something.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought you were doing Fox Rock or something, she said to me. Yeah.
But that's so you get both sides of it. So if you're in buying your jocks in pennies, it's like, him with all his money and all his fam, buying his jocks and pennies.
I know.
Whereas, if they saw you in Brown Thomas, oh, typical, look at him. Pennies wouldn't be good enough for him now. Had to be Brown Thomas for his underwear.
This is it.
You're damned if you don't.
I was listening, right, yesterday to an interview with Colin Farrell on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Because he's out pushing the penguin and everything, right? And he was doing an interview.
That's not a euphemism, by the way.
Yeah. Imagine, I'm out pushing the penguin. I'm pushing the penguin off the pier for charity. But he was pushing his new show, The Penguin, and he was on Irish radio yesterday. And I was listening to him, and it dawned on me, if you have to say, or someone says to you, sure, you know, I'm just a normal bloke, you're not.
No.
Now, Colin Farrell is a lovely bloke.
I've never met him, but he seems to come across as fantastic.
He seems to come across just as a really good person, just a really good human and all.
Like,
you
he's running the marathon and everything, isn't he?
Running the marathon.
Well, I mean, as he says himself, I'll be walking it, but, you know, fair play.
Yeah, and the way he speaks out about his daughter's challenges in life, and he just seems like a really genuine, great person. But not a normal person.
No.
Right? He's a celebrity. He's a real celebrity.
Proper A-lister.
Yeah, he's a real celebrity.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to meet him cycling his bike in the pissings of rain to Aldi. You will meet me doing that.
Right.
You're not going to meet him sitting on the bus, shitting himself that, you know, he's not going to get free breakfast on his next job because he's going to miss the window. And that Jim answering phone calls from you and from our producer going, are you nearly here? And me going, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, it's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, like, you're not going to get him looking at someone else's runners going, where did you get him? How much? Are they online? As Asos or ASOS? I mean, how would you say that?
But would you
it's
want
not going
to
happen.
Would you want to walk into Penny's and see him buying his vests?
No, because he's a real celebrity. He's a real one. You know,
but he wouldn't, even if he tried to be man of the people. I'm saying if he was in there trying to do normal things, if he was, you know, pottering around Aldi, as you say, buying his few bits, people would be, instead of people going, fantastic, what a down-to-earth, sound, lovely man.
He can't win.
No better than any of the rest of us. Fair play to you. They'd be going, look at him, all his money, and he's a little cheapskate buying an Aldi.
See, this is it, yeah. See, you're not going to see him, for instance, in January, standing on Hill 16, freezing his bollocks off. What do you think? You will see me there. But I like that. Would you look at him? Or would you go, fair play to him? Look at him. He's still going to the hill and the whole lot. Because people like that. People go, all the stands in the corporate box and the prawn sandwiches, and you're taking some walk a man's hill ticket.
nothing better than bringing out the working man.
Yeah, yeah, me dad, you know, this isn't for you. This isn't for people. I've been here for, you know, that yeah. You can't win. You're so right about yeah, you can't win. You're won't. Damned.
So you may
way.
As well just embrace it.
So you may as well just go,
one
right.
of the best ones ever, right?
Yeah, or else get a Dublin, get Gucci to make you a Dublin top with Demonte diamonds, though. And then stand there on the hill going, hello! Just own it.
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah. Hello, when the dogs go up to lift the Leinster Cup, we'll be there. You know, go full on. Hell 16 is Southside only. Yeah.
One of the best ones ever is you probably heard PJ tell that story of him being on a holiday. And he was in a holiday. I can't even remember what the resort
Venezuela.
Was.
Venezuela. It was an island. Isla de Margarita. That was off the coast of Venezuela.
Yeah, now I know you're listening going, well, would you listen to him? Yeah, I know. Yeah. It sounds very celebrity, very lardy-dar. Yeah. It was.
Now, it was.
But the best line of it all was, so he is there and he's, you know, he's accepting
beach.
That he's there and
on
he's
the
enjoying
beach.
His holiday.
Yeah, and a fella walks up and I see someone coming and he goes, he's coming towards me, you know.
Yeah.
An Irish fella, Dublin fella. Oh, look who it is. It's well for some, isn't it? I was like, yeah, you're here. You are here. We're both fucking here. It's well for both of us.
Yeah.
But no. Ah, yeah, look at you.
Look at you, yeah. With all your money and everything.
Lapping up the sunshine.
You're in the same place.
I'm here. We're both here. In short, we're exactly the same. Oh, yeah, look at you.
No ordinary run-of-the-mill package holidays for you, what? Are you either, obviously?
Where are you staying, huh? There's only one hotel on this island. I'm staying in there with you.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you at dinner time later. There's nowhere else to go. Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Think you're all that and all. Look at the stadium. Big smile in your face. You happy bollocks. Oh, yeah, we're here. We're both here. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know,
like I say, you just can't win, hey?
Yeah, yeah. And he was sitting there, with his bottle of champagne or whatever. They're going, yeah, man, look at them living it up. But that's the thing, they go, I bet you they do it all the time. I suppose that's kind of the attitude,
isn't it?
And you're like, no.
But you're doing that every second week.
Yeah, yeah, like it's just on the weekend on Friday. Anyway, Jim, this weekend I'm taking the jet to Colombia, you know, as opposed to I'm just cycling home in the pissing rain.
Yeah.
Or I'm jumping on the scooter because I have to go into town and get a filling done or whatever it is. Like the great things of life like that, yeah.
Yeah. If you were a celebrity, though, you have to just embrace it, I assume. Have to get to the stage. Because the other classic as well is where we always said, people say, oh, he's changed. You know what I mean? And then the celebrity involved, whoever it might be, goes, hey, look, I I'm the same guy I was when I was living in the council. No, you're not.
You're
right?
Definitely
so
not
stop
the same
saying
person.
That. You're not.
Yeah.
Right. You might want to be.
When's the last time you got a sandwich out of Mary's?
Right.
When's the last time?
And you get people saying, oh, he's changed. He's changed. And then, as you said in the past, sometimes maybe you haven't really changed. But everybody else around you
has changed.
Has decided you've changed.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether you have or not.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe you've changed for the better.
Do you want to come out for a pint later on? I actually can't. Oh, you fucking changed. No, I can't. I'm serious.
Genuinely,
I can't. I have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you've changed. No time for your mates anymore. No. Ah, don't worry about it. Stick it up your arse.
I have heart surgery. I'm in an ambulance. I'm in a fucking ambulance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably a posh ambulance as well. Probably. Typically you. What?
What's a posh ambulance? Ambulance. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? People around you change.
Yeah, yeah. And also, what's wrong with change? This is why I remember when I got out of the hospital.
Yeah.
I did change. I changed drastically in a lot of ways, you know.
Yeah.
For the first time in years, I was like, you know, living fully in the moment, enjoying my life. People go, you've changed. I was like, I know. They go, yeah, to stay. I'm not fucking enjoying myself. What's wrong with change? Yeah. Where's the honour in being the same boring bollocks that gives everyone grief their whole life, no matter what they do?
And again, just to re-emphasize...
Where's that? What's that?
Just to re-emphasize the point from earlier on, if you hadn't changed, right, if you didn't change, somebody would turn around and say to you, are we all going to the whatever game, you know? Are we all going to the Ireland game? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get a corporate box or something. No.
Just
the same tickets that we always had. What? Well, no corporate hospitality or not, no free food or drink or anything. We're just doing what we always did.
It's better cracking the terraces. I'm just going to do what they always do.
Oh, you cheapskate bastard.
They wouldn't even get it for us.
Typical of you. You wouldn't spend a penny, you. Unbelievable. Jeez. All your money and everything.
You get them for free and you still won't do it in case someone might ask, charge you for a pint or something. No, what? That's not, no. Yeah.
So again, you cannot win.
You cannot win.
No. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can ponder that thought.
And the worst is when the likes of you and me, for this show and stuff,
because
people say you must get loads of free shit now. Like, oh, actually, we do get a bit of free shit. And they're like, oh. And immediately I realise I've said something wrong because they're like, you know, holidays and lands are rotting and all.
Oh, no.
Cars for a year and all.
Somebody's book.
They think Renault are just giving us a pair of cars to talk about. Yeah, but it's like, yeah, but it, like that, we do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
An unpublished book written by a fella who you're worried is like going to be standing at the door.
It's not even typed.
It's not even typed. You did it with crayon and mark and pencils, drew pictures of his mind and everything. You know,
you get those kind of freeze.
Or a cake that someone baked who you've no idea who it is, who could have injected poison into it. Not like even in a packet or anything.
A top end, sometimes you get a bag of crisps, a new bag of crisps. That's kind of top end.
We do get box of crisps, yeah. We get, try our new shrimp and turkey flavoured Watsons. Get six bags of them.
Yeah. And that's a good one. That's what has gone well.
Oh yeah, or a dental hygiene set that would cost $9.99 between us. We get loads of this shit.
Best part is somebody listening to this podcast now going, oh yeah, well, fire, I knew it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those dental kits, you know, they're not.
And the invites we get. You know, you must get invited to loads of things. We do. We get invited to loads of things. Yeah. We do. But it's never the opening night of gigs or concerts or plays or, you know, it's never like rich parties or celebrity parties or the unveiling of a new Ferrari. It's always like, you know, we're having a tea and cake thing in the local cemetery on Thursday.
Would you show up and open it?
Yeah, would you? My dad's birthday. I don't ever met your dad. I know, he's 63 and he loves the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even a significant birthday.
It's on in the Dream of the Castle. Will you come out?
Yeah, drop out. He always says he'd love to hear Jim do karaoke. We're not fucking doing that.
So be careful what you wish for, people.
Would you come see me, man, hospital? And then you get there, she doesn't know you. The one time you turn up, who's that man? It's the man off the radio.
Security!
That's not the man I listen to. Oh shit, sorry about that, lads. I thought it was you, but somebody else!
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Of course, Friday for us, great stuff. We do our Friday feature. It was a massive success. Anya Redmond's recipe, PJ's expertise. The result was phenomenal.
It actually worked
absolutely
out really,
phenomenal.
Really well today. Yeah.
And on the food subject, naturally, Friday for a lot of people is still that sort of traditional fish and chip thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's still fish and chip. And it turns out, right, that when you say traditional, we mean it's a long-standing tradition.
According to scientists, our love of fish and chips, you know, as people, goes back almost a million years.
A million?
A million years, a study reveals. Neanderthals and cavemen, they had the same gene in them, they found out, that makes us crave carbohydrates like spuds and all of that as well. AMY1, it's called. And it started in Neanderthals, which begs the question, Jim McCabe, what were the chippers like 800,000 years ago? I'd say you loved it when it was on the cutting edge.
Wow. Yeah. I should have known this was coming my way.
Oh, it must have been brilliant. Up and round, 800,000 years ago.
Sausage.
We only have chips. We only have fish.
I thought
today.
We were talking fish and chips.
Fish, yeah, we only have fish today.
I'll tell you something, the fish were decent sized fish down back in my day.
You used to get a salmon the size.
You get this thing, right? I think they used to call it a megalodon or something.
Yeah.
You could batter it.
Megalodon fillet and chips, please.
Great. And then you could get a pterodactyl breast and in a box.
You want to see the size of the scrambled egg off one of them? Our leg wash. He'd have been swimming in it. If you had it.
Actually, the only relief of this is that I'm not the only one quite literally getting a battering.
Oh, I swear to God.
John Media.
He'd be like a lad
only takes in a bit of traffic news.
He'd be like a lad in a jacuzzi, a yellow jacuzzi, bubbling around in one of those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So fish and chip, a million year old. Fish and chips.
800,000, yeah, they say a million on the headline.
I was expecting a few WhatsApps in going, I'll tell you, our chipper, I think, still has a few fish and chips from those days.
Yeah. You want to say, yeah, what sort of fish is square anyway? Well, must be prehistoric.
But I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they may not have chipped the potato. Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of how they, you know.
Well, I guess they always ate fish, but this is a really strung together story now to make something out of nothing.
Right.
So they found like the sort of the part of the human gene that makes
us
like carbohydrates.
There was a particular cave that had Romeo's written over it.
Imagine, yeah.
Where everybody went.
Yeah, Neanderthals Holleros. I can't make a Neanderthal joke, it's working. But you know what I mean? Yeah, that's exactly it. And so it wasn't chips, obviously, but they just started to eat starchy, carbohydratey foods along with the meat they were already eating.
Right.
Which sort of gives us the thing. Today we like fish and chips, but we like it because of, Jim's granddad 800,000 years ago. You know, that was wandering around the place and everything.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So that's the thing. Yeah. Which is, it's interesting.
Cheaper back then as well. You used to just have to hand over the leg of a wild boar.
Yeah, you used to go in with a hen. What am I going to do with a hen? 300 of them eggs only adds up to one pterodactyl. Kids can't swim in that.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that among the many things that I get abused for is the fact that, you know, I happen to live in the beautiful countryside.
Well, I
like to embrace the fact that, you know, a little bit of fresh air, a little bit of peace and quiet, a little bit of open space, always a good thing.
And let's be honest, we all laugh at Jim. We do every Friday when we all laugh at him. We love to laugh at Jim as he gets back as he gets back into his dungarees and puts some straw into his pants for comfort. And, you know, old country bumpkin himself, hillbilly
I'm
Jim.
I'm a man from Finglas.
Yeehaw.
What are you talking about, country bumpkin?
Well, you know, hillbilly Jim heads back to where he's lived now for almost 5 decades.
What are you talking about?
Well, where, 30 years, is it? 20 years, 20 decades. And he heads back up to the hills, and we all be here giggling, what would he be doing up there, only admiring cattle or whatever it is? But it turns out,
mock ye not,
because new research suggests that basically country folk, like
country
Jim,
folk.
Country dwellers of the countryside,
yeah,
are happier than people in urban areas.
There you go.
There tend to be
happier when we're there, not when we're here.
Yes. There you go, and that's key to it. Actually, that's key to it. So they're more likely to know their neighbours. More likely to be involved socially in their community. I suppose you've no choice. Every time you open the windows to someone, hello, Jim. You know, you've no choice but to be very in touch with your neighbours.
I'm very active in my local community.
You are, yeah,
I like
sure.
To
How
give
could
back.
You not be? Every time you walk out, you can see the entire community. You know, yeah.
Wow.
So
what is it that makes us happier?
It's basically that. There's more. You're less impacted by social distraction, so more like social bonding. People tend to have the same interests, so you tend to come together in the same way. Town halls or the local GAA teams or the local pubs, you know, people are drawn together in a way they're not in the city.
Ah, right.
You know, in the city you could live next to someone and not even know their name. You know, your neighbour could be dead for a week and you might go, I haven't seen you on Nosy Norris any time lately. You know, it's much less personable.
Right.
And it affects your happiness. They say it affects our happiness.
Would you go along with that?
Oh, I don't really think I would. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'd survive long.
I know you couldn't necessarily have counted Dunleary as being, you know, countryside, to be fair.
Dunleary's a
seaside,
lot of things. But
seaside,
yeah,
maybe.
Definitely not countryside.
Oh, were you not happier there?
I was very happy there.
There you go.
I was very happy there.
You know,
I'm
saying is you moved away from the, mind you, to be fair, where you are now, by your standards, is bordering on rural.
Where I am now, where I am the last 2 months,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The sea is very close by.
Yes, but
You've got the hills of Howth just behind you.
True enough, yeah. But I have to say, part of the happiness I have now, Jim, is, you know, having lived a very average and normal life, and the fact that I still do, but I still get to sneer, you know. I get to sneer at the likes of you now.
Right.
You know, when I look out my window and I see our squirrels with their bow ties and the foxes and those just walking around smoking pipes and, you know, all of that sort of carry on.
Yeah.
I do think, imagine, as I have my champagne breakfast on a Sunday in my smoking jacket, I do think, imagine Jim is up there now in his dungarees.
You have an obsession with dungarees.
Eating ham with a man called the Bomber.
Not if you can avoid it. Check this out now. Catherine's been on to say, I completely back that countryside is better, coming from someone who moved from Dublin to Blessington. There you go. Catherine has made the move and is the happier for it.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, it seems there is. It's a thing, yeah.
Derek has been on
to say a cult.
The hillbilly and the snob. I tell you, I'm not sure.
Dare you call Jim a hillbilly?
That's what I'm saying. I'm more surprised than anybody referring to you as a snob.
Well, I don't know. You haven't seen me lately.
Oh, sorry. I understand where Derek's coming. He's ever seen. Oh, that's it. It's the way, because kind of Dunleary and Sutton.
Well, now that I'm living
two
in Sutton.
Places, now that you've kind of, you have enjoyed them more. Despite you giving it the whole, I'm man of the people, plain old me, just from a dub. You know, I just get the bus like everybody else, but I happen to live
in telling people I get the bus?
I happen to live in quite highfalutin areas, I do enjoy it.
Well, I was living in North Strand for years there, and I absolutely loved it. I did. I absolutely loved it.
You know what you're like? You're
but
like
you walk
that.
Down the road in your smoking jacket. In North Strand.
And people frowned upon it. You're a bit like that lad. Remember that lad that was caught out years ago? Where he used to go into town and he used to set up a little patch where he'd beg. And then they followed him one day and he followed him back to his BMW and he drove home to a posh house and all. You're like the equivalent of that. Playing the poor mouth while living in luxury in the more expensive areas.
And is he still around? Where was he exactly? Is the spot free now?
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Now listen, if you were with us earlier on when we were doing the Nova Noise, you might remember, I think it was Sylvia who was on and introduced me and PJ to the amazing idea, a new kitchen gadget, which she referred to as an egg roller coaster.
Oh.
Incredible thing. We had to look it up. And there's an actual egg dispenser so that when you take your egg out, another one just moves into
rolls
its place.
Rolls around into its place.
Moves into its place. And you can get them in like stacking order so they look like a little egg car park. Or you can get an actual roller coaster where they roll down this spiral thing. We're on for it, aren't we? We're looking.
Listen,
they're going on the Christmas list.
The time in our life where we were sitting here Googling fashion items has gone. Now we're Googling egg roller coasters. That's what we're into now. Yeah. This is our new thing.
But I'm telling you, people, this is something you're going to have to get on board with. The idea of having, you know, flamboyant, decorative aspects to your kitchen is becoming a thing.
Fridgescaping. Have you heard of fridgescaping?
No, I have not.
Oh, I bet you're a bit of a fridgescaper. You know what I mean? You and the way that your car is and all. You open Jim's boot of his car and everything's laid out so perfect. There's a man in it and serving drinks and all. The
now, I will confess that I do like an ordered fridge.
You do like an ordered fridge, but fridgescaping is a totally different thing. So you invite someone round to your home and you have the place laid out lovely and all.
Yeah.
You know, you do your spring clean and all. I've never done that, but Kelly's really into that. Yeah, we got to clean up. Someone's coming. I don't care. Let's make it as inhospitable as possible and they won't hang around. She's the opposite. Jim is the opposite as well. So you get there. But then you want to show off a little bit more. So someone said, would you like a beer or something? And they say, yeah. Oh, just it's right beside you at the fridge there. So you have to pick your moment.
Ah, so you get them to go to the fridge.
Yeah, and they go, oh, yeah. And they open up the fridge. And the food is not only immaculately laid out in such a wonderfully sort of placed version of itself, I suppose. There's also figurines and some miniature
figurines.
Framed photographs and
photographs
or paintings or prints, you know, like that in the fridge. In the fridge. Some of the fridges I'm looking at here, the pictures, there's one picture is of their granddad, I assume, holding a pineapple in a picture frame.
I mean, there's one of those pictures, I thought it was a religious picture. I thought it was a picture of, you know.
Yeah, because it looks, it's very oldie-worldy, but it's actually
man.
A lovely little oval sort of picture of a woman back in the ancient times.
Yeah. And they've put their, you know, they have these bowls that have, I don't know, either baby tomatoes or something in strawberries.
Strawberries
I don't know what
they are, yeah.
And they have the bowls with little bows on them on a tray.
On the tray.
And in the fridge.
And the lovely, very fancy butter dish with the head on it and a decorative swan. Was a rose in its mouth. Beautiful, Jim.
A decorative swan.
Yeah. And then look, here's another one. This one's more sort of rustic.
It's more country garden.
So they've got fancy bottles with lovely little sort of wild flowers sitting next to the carrots there.
And they have their celery stalks, not in a Tupperware dish. No. They have it in this kind of ornate Toby jug looking thing.
Yeah. They also have inexplicably candles on the top, which aren't lit, obviously.
Candles.
Next to a freshly made and well laid out sandwich.
Yeah. And also they have various kind of, I don't know, would you classify them as herbs that are draped around the place?
Yeah, yeah, they're sort of tied together with strings, so they look very nice and decorative.
They're like
and all
bouquets.
There. Beautiful. And here's another one. Miniature bottles for no reason at all with daisies in them.
And a statue of Oscar Wilde.
With a pink dicky bow, but the dicky bow's real and the statue isn't. So there you go.
Oscar Wilde in your fridge. So
what would be in Jim's fridge now that we know he's going to get into it? What would be in his fridge? A miniature Dyson so you can see he picks up the dust at the bottom of his fridge.
So now you have to decorate your fridge, putting your food into it.
Fridgescaping.
And even if you thought you were ahead of the game and actually ordered your fridge so that it all looked neat, even that's old hat now. You need ornaments and paintings.
Oh yeah, it has to be ornaments. And fancy jugs. And
fancy things to hold.
Yes, and peppers you'll never eat, but that they bring a bit of colour, bring a bit of life into the fridge.
Oh my God.
You know, all those things. And cans. Never put a can in a fridge if you're a fridgescaper. What sort of absolute hoping for a nuclear war kind of lunatic are you? That you just have cans available to the human eye. No, you have to get another fridge for those things. The fridge in the house is supposed to
be... Are you saying you have a show fridge?
Yes.
A practical fridge, and then you have a show fridge.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. You're not going to put candles in the real fridge, are you? What sort of ages with that?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
At this time of year, maybe, you know, your garden isn't what you're thinking of. Maybe you're not thinking, well, you should be. There's a lot of winter prep needs to be happening around about now for the garden. Do you know what I mean? You might find people out there aerating their lawns, perhaps. Or,
all of that.
Do you know what I mean? Or there might be a bit of feed going, a bit of preparation for the winter ahead. You know what I mean? All that sort of stuff. Important.
If you're a horticulturist or an enthusiast of the floral sort of end of things, King Charles himself over the water there, he's often said how he talks to his plants.
Of course he does.
And when you talk to your plants, you can see them respond. You can see it. You can see them respond. So he's been doing it since 1986. He's been talking to plants.
Right.
And we all know, apparently, that talking to your plants is good for your plants. But...
Well, we've been told it is.
Well, we'll be able to find out soon. Because AI, they reckon now, the way AI is going, your plants will be able to talk back through AI.
No
so
way.
So you'll be able to talk to your plants. You'll be able to say to them, you know, what do you need? And they'll be like, water. You know, or they'll be able to say...
And the chances are if they need water, they will say it in that voice.
Water. I need drop water
at all.
Could you put me closer to the sun? There.
AI is going to allow your plants to talk back
That's
to you.
That's what it says. That's what I'm reading right here. That due to the progress in, you know, I was going to say adult education, but artificial intelligence.
That too.
Artificial intelligence, they say that your plants will be able to talk. Now, unfortunately, it will just be that. It won't be like, you know, come here, I was thinking, should we go out at all? You know, it won't be that. But it will be like...
Your plant isn't going to turn around and go, hey, listen, I noticed there that's of an evening you tend to watch Coronation Street. Is there any chance we could put on Emmerdale instead?
Would you bring a speaker just to the window or something and then we could all enjoy
just
it?
Just I do like to see the fields all in Emmerdale.
So,
you get a chance to stick that on.
Exactly. So what it'll be is your AI will be somehow connected to the soil of the plant or the plants or whatever and then it'll let you know...
It needs
water, needs food, needs light, needs whatever, you know. It won't be like, imagine what Jim's plants would tell you. That'd be gas, wouldn't it? Jim goes out to the garden. They'd be there to each other and all. Here he is again now. Well, you see him now when he gets the speedos on. Have you seen him in the summer?
He'll be wearing the speed.
He cuts the grass into them and all. And then we go, yeah.
How dare you.
Jim's bushes and all be there going, have you seen the way he puts on gloves for the hoovering? What's all that about? Mad fella, isn't he?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, jeez, he's fierce hard on himself. Even your plants will be there going, he's fierce hard on himself, isn't he? The way he carries on.
Do you remember that time he cut the bush too tight? God, he gave himself a
knock. I tell you something. I've never seen that like it. And me a geranium over here. Yeah.
It would be handy, though. It would be great. Hopefully that's a thing now. And they could tell, because they could do your plants, right? The ones in your garden could become like, they become like a home security system.
That'd be it, yeah.
You know what I mean? They'd be able to turn around. You'd be able to go and go, right, what was the story going on? Well, that next door's cat is at the coming here, and he's at the weeing all over me. That's why my leaves are all gone funny there. Are you serious? Yeah.
Right.
And next door's dog was in the garden as well. Had a big in the middle of the
He's
garden.
After dropping. You want to see it? You want to see the trout that's over there? And I'll tell you something. I actually think that belongs to the owner.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.